Breakfast in the Blue Ridge with Lula Bell and Scotty.
For it's morning in the Blue Ridge, here beside the lonesome pine. Yes, it's morning in the Blue Ridge, and deep within this heart of mine.
Good morning, good friends. Join us now for a cheery, tuneful breakfast with Lula Bell and Scotty, your favorite sweethearts of the airwaves, in their comfortable home that nestles in the laurels on the outskirts of the village of Spruce Pine, in North Carolina's beautiful wonderland, the Blue Ridge Mountains.
To a cozy nest that I love the best, it's my Blue Ridge Mountain home.
We'll join Lou and Scotty in just a moment. Now, here's a good friend with another invitation for you. There's a bright silver haze rising toward the top of Grandfather Mountain, and the morning sun climbing over the ridge of the Smokies shines through the trees in Lou and Scotty's backyard, mottling the path that leads to the back porch with 1,000 shadowed designs. And as we walk toward the kitchen, from whence come the tempting odors of fried ham and apples, buttermilk, biscuits, and coffee, Lula Bell is singing as she works at the stove.
Oh, I once did have a charming beau. I loved him dear as life. I really thought the time would come when I would be his wife. His pockets, they were lined with silk, and oh, he made a mesh. With diamond rings, a gold watch chain, and a charming black mustache. Oh, the little black mustache, charming black mustache. Oh, you must know how I lost my beau with a charming black mustache. He came to see me twice a week. He stayed till almost three. He said he never loved a girl as well as he loved me. He said we'd live in grandest style, for oh, he'd lots of cash. And then he pressed upon my lips that darling black mustache. Oh, the little black mustache, charming black mustache. Oh, you must know how I lost my beau with a charming black mustache. And now in comes the sour old maid who owned her weight in gold. Oh, she wore false teeth and she wore false hair. She was 49 years old. And then he cruelly deserted me for that old maid's cash. And that is how I lost my beau with the charming black mustache. Now, girls, beware of my sad fate and do not be too rash. And keep away from stylish chaps who wear a black mustache. Oh, the little black mustache, charming black mustache. Now you have heard how I lost my beau with the charming black mustache.
Say, you sound right chipper this morning, Lulu.
Oh, honey, you nearly scared me to death.
Well, I tell you, I'm most starved to death.
Well, breakfast will be ready in a couple of minutes. Did you bring the butter up from the spring house?
Yep. Say, what's this in this bowl here, butter?
Now, listen, you just keep out of that, Scotty Wiseman. That's to be a cake for the box supper at the church on the ridge this evening.
Oh, that's right. Tonight's the first supper to raise money for the new community house. That reminds me, I've got to see Frank Phillips today down at the sawmill about the lumber for that building.
Now, honey, if you go down there today, don't forget to ask him about some fence posts. Jed Laban's calf has been getting in our front yard again, something terrible.
Oh, I won't. Say, the Reverend Mr. Clinton asked us if we'd sing a song or two for his party.
Well, we always do. Land sakes, you'd think folks would be tired of hearing us by now, wouldn't you?
Well, I guess it's just that they like the songs we do, Lula. You know, these folks never get tired of those songs. They've been singing them, and their grandpappies before them, and their grandpappies before that. But don't seem to be any of these newfangled musicians that can come up with anything better.
Yeah, that's right, honey. The last really new composer these folks took to was Stephen Foster. Present company accepted, of course.
Oh, no. I wouldn't say that. I don't know if you'd exactly call me a composer, Lily. I just sort of put to music some of the songs that seem to come natural from the folks in these mountains here.
Well, suppose you plunk one out on your banjo while I set the table, but that time we'll be all ready to eat.
I can taste that ham and gravy now.
Now, listen, you just get away from that skillet and get to your banjo, kid.
When I was a little boy, my mammy kept me in. Now I'm gonna be a man, she won't do that again. Gone, little freak up for long, gone, little freak up for long, gone, little freak up for long, see that gal of mine. Yonder comes a pretty girl, I tell you how I know.
How can you tell?
Her head is full of golden curls, a hanging down so low. Gone, little creature, for long. Gone, little creature, for long. Gone, little creature, for long. See that gal of mine. One thing I would never do to trouble up her mind. We'll never, never quarrel about who's going to sleep behind.
Gone, little creek up for long. Gone, little creek up for long. Gone, little creek up for long. Be that gal of mine.
Boy, you'll make a right smart hit tonight if you do that one for the folks. Well, you
yes,
can start right in now, honey. It's all ready.
Pass that ham over here. Huh?
Hello there, folks. Am I too late for a cup of coffee?
Why, Jack Stillwell, good morning. Good morning,
hi,
boys.
Jack.
Good morning to you.
You're so late, I didn't think you were going to get here before we were through.
Oh, you know I wouldn't miss one of your breakfasts, Lure. Oh, boy, do those fried apples look good.
Well, help yourself, boy. Help yourself.
Thank you. Thank you. I was slightly detained by Donald.
Oh, my. What's he up to now?
Well, he wanted to tell me all about his new job.
Another one?
Yeah. He's going to work for your friend Frank Phillips down at the sawmill. Guess Frank has an extra big job to get out in a hurry.
Yeah, well, he's sawing the wood for the new community house we spruce pine folks are building.
Guess you're going to the box supper tonight, huh, Jack?
Oh, I wouldn't miss it. You wouldn't be bringing two box suppers, would you, Lou?
You must have seen that cake batter in the kitchen, Lula.
Now, listen, don't you worry, Jack, because any supper that a spruce pine gal brings will satisfy your appetite. Fried chickens and apples dipped in sorghum and cinnamon cake.
Oh, pass me some more biscuits. I can't wait.
Oh, you will, though.
Oh, this community house quite a project, isn't it, Scotty?
Yes, it's something we've looked forward to for a long time. You see, the church on the ridge was the first community building built in the Spruce Pine vicinity. Originally, it was an old log church. That was a long time ago, well before my time or my pappy's. Then, quite a few years back, the frame church was built. A few years ago, it was improved again.
I remember when we had a box supper to raise money for that. Boy, did Scotty ever bid for my supper that night.
Well, if your cooking was as good then as it is now...
That wasn't the reason. We were courting.
Oh.
And that makes a difference, yeah. You know.
Oh, these suppers are quite a romantical event around here, Jack. Good place for a man to check up on his future's cooking.
Oh, we've had some mighty good times in that church. Quilting bees, pie suppers. You see, with more folks moving to the Blue Ridge country and families growing all the time, got so nobody had a house big enough for play parties, so when folks got together, they had to use the church.
Yes, it's been the gathering place for a good many years. Even held school back there in the early days.
Yeah, Scotty's pappy taught there, Jack.
Is that
yeah.
So?
That's right. That's where I got my first 3 R's. But now, with so many young folks back after the war and all, Spruce Pine needs another community center.
Boy, it sure does. Why, the last square dance we had at the Colby's big house, there were so many folks there that we hardly had room to promenade.
That's so. Well, that church certainly has a lovely setting, right up there on the top of the ridge. Look at it now. Sun shining on its spire like a spotlight on a picture, framed by those tall, sturdy trees.
From the top of that ridge pole, the rainwaters and melted snow from one side flow eastward to the Atlantic. From the other side, westward to the Gulf of Mexico. Sort of gives it an all-over horizon, you might say. Seems mighty fitting for a church.
And when it was first built by the Blue Ridge Pioneers, it was put way up there on that ridge to get as close to God as man on earth could hope to be.
In just a moment, Lulabelle and Scotty will be back to sing a fine old camp meeting song that might have been inspired by the church on the ridge. But first, here's a right good friend of yours.
Church in the valley by the wildwood, no lovelier place in the dale.
No spot is so dear to my
church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the dale. How sweet on a clear Sabbath morning to listen to the clear ringing bell. Its tones so sweetly are calling, oh, come to the church in the dale. Oh, come to the church in the wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the dale.
Oh, that was grand, kids, really.
Well, Luller, time to do the dishes.
Yep, see you right soon, folks.
When it's morning in the Blue Ridge, here beside the lonesome pine. Yes, it's morning in the Blue Ridge, and deep within this heart of mine.
Friends, we sure hope you'll be with us again when we're all invited by your favorite sweethearts of the airways, Lula Bell and Scotty, to join them and the Blue Ridge Riders for Breakfast in the Blue Ridge.